Hey, good morning, it's a Kid Carson show. It's my puppy barking solo. He's been trying to bark properly, but we can't get him to do it. This is the Kid Carson show on the Beat 94.5.
All right, 7:43. Hey, it's Wednesday morning. Give me a nice day, Amy. Whoever you are, which one? The blonde one. Who are you?
That one? That's me.
Okay,
that's me.
Yes.
We're going to have a little bit of rain this morning and some showers later on, but tomorrow's going to be gorgeous again.
So day off from the sun, but back tomorrow.
Back tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a good pumpkin patch day. Today, not
yes,
so much.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's no secret now. We've talked about it several times that Neera's birth was so remarkable. I mean, her baby literally just came out like it was coming out of a water slide, or, you know, like at the water park.
Yes.
Just kind of whoosh right out. Woo! Was it more of a swish out or was it more of a tap dance out?
I think it was more of a tap dance
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I just danced right out of your vajayjay. Just amazing.
Oh, well, yeah.
A 5-minute labor. I mean, it's just women. I mean, it's really you've lost a lot of points with the female audience because they're jealous of your seemingly simple birth.
Mm-hmm.
And what we sometimes forget to mention is that Neera had some secret coaching in her corner.
I did.
Oh.
Yep.
How did Neera have only a literally, no exaggerating, a 17-minute labor, right?
17 minutes, yeah.
17.
I 3 hours start to finish because, you know, the water broke, but 17 minutes of being in the hospital with the baby in my arms.
We have Neera's secret weapon in the studio right now. More to talk about Halloween fears, but we're going to first touch on the pregnancy. Please put your hands together for the one and only, you know her, your lover, Rosa Livingstone.
Yes, Rosa! Yay! Yes.
Good morning.
Gotta tell you, wow. I can't believe it. This whole 17-minute labor thing.
She's a natural.
Well, you know what?
After lots of
Neera.
Actually, I hate her, but anyway. Mine was 24.
24 hours, right?
Yeah, I didn't know about hypnosis.
Yeah, well, she went to you before the birth to, what was it called that you taught her how to do?
Well, it's kind of like pre-birthing hypnosis just to get the body ready for the exit of this wonderful child. And it just gets the mind getting the body ready to open up and relax. And obviously,
clearly.
It was just like, here I am.
We called it hypnobirthing, right?
Yeah.
And we did about 5 sessions. And in the sessions, we had to go way down deep in my subconscious and me connect with the baby.
I'm so glad you said subconscious.
Yes, we did a lot of work around them. Yeah, the baby coming out nice and
talk to the baby through my subconscious and talk about how this is going to be a very relaxing experience, very natural experience, because I had the biggest fear of delivering this baby.
As any first-time mother would. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wow, it worked.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is power of the mind, guys.
You are two for two. You're two for two because you cured Neera's germophobia.
Yep.
And then you gave her a 2-minute birth.
Yeah, every time.
It's amazing. No,
pretty
really,
soon
though.
It's going
mean,
to be like 13 seconds.
Hypnosis works, people. It works.
It really is amazing. It really, really is incredible.
It's power of our mind.
So I'm curious to talk to you about Halloween fears. There are a lot of fears, apparently, that are very, very common, and a lot of them you've dealt with that are rather strange. One that came up last week on the show, I think that you emailed Amy about this, which was Andrew the intern's fear of milk.
It's lactophobia.
Lactophobia. We discovered that Andrew, can you come in for just a quick second? Now, we don't know where his fear of milk comes from, or lactophobia.
No.
Andrew.
We have our theories. But.
Yeah. If you, off the top of your head, had to make a wild guess, what type of a thing would have had to happen to Andrew, because you've told us before on previous visits to the show that all of our fears come from something that happened to us when we were really young.
Absolutely. I can't say for certain what it would have been for you, Andrew, but what I can tell you is in that very early stage, 5 to 7 years, something scared you. See, this is the time when we feel our feelings for the first time. Now, that fear is then protected by the subconscious mind. Now, for you, it could have been your first taste of milk. Maybe it didn't taste good for you. Maybe you got an upset tummy from milk.
Okay.
Now, it may not have anything to do with milk. Okay.
Like Neera's germ phobia had nothing to do with germs.
Exactly. Could it may have nothing to do with milk at
nipples,
all.
Nipples, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it was something to do with cows. Honestly, I think
cows,
coming out of like cows type thing is what gets me.
Yeah, and there might be something that disgusts him about it.
Wow.
But
Yeah.
Again, something happened where he felt fear for the first time.
Yeah.
And then he may have, okay, let's go with it, seen a cow and or on TV and that process, and it scared him. And kids are suggestible, and they're very, and you know, lots of things that they haven't experienced may frighten them. And that association was made. Remember, it's about the feeling. So the mind, the subconscious mind makes an association to the feeling. Mm. And whenever you feel that after the very first time, it then attaches itself to that object or that situation. So for you, it was milk. Oh, I'd love to work with you.
Well, you know what? I kind of overcame it. A kid gave me $40 and it worked.
There you go.
I gave him $40 to drink some breast milk.
Yeah. He drank our breast milk. Yeah. I think that's what
I'm impressed.
Both of theirs in one tablespoon.
I was listening.
I literally saw the separation in milk between the two.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite the sight.
Different kind of cow.
Wow, this is amazing. So, I'm sorry. So you saw a cow being milked on TV when you were a baby, and now you're
That's what I mean. Everyone ask me why, I say, oh, it comes from like cows and stuff, and that's what
and
I think
he's,
it is.
And it's it. There has to be something to that, because the subconscious mind is bringing up that memory when he thinks the thought, and then he gets that feeling. It gives you a little preview, but we'd have to go deeper.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, let's we'll have to work on that.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds cool.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks.
Now you've one of the most common fears. Around that really comes out of Halloween is clowns.
Yes.
Would that be something, because I was thinking about when you were just talking about going back to your childhood, a lot of the time you first when you first see a clown, usually you're a kid.
Yes.
And that's obviously, I guess, a scary thing, because someone's disguised, right?
It's the disguise, and it's also we begin to associate human faces, and we see our mom's face, our dad's face, people that we see as role models in our everyday life. And so we look at, okay, there's two eyes, a nose, a face. We look at features. Anything different from that is going to shock the child. And that's, again, where the subconscious mind imprints. What was the feeling? You know, hypnosis is all about feelings, healing feelings. Mm. And the feeling that gets felt is fear. And so the subconscious mind goes, oh, okay, those scary faces, it's not something the child is used to. Encased in this clown, again, it's not about the clown, it's about the feeling that child got, and then that feeling will then be protected. And every time it sees a child sees a clown, or even someone wearing a mask or face painting, unless it's something that looks normal and attractive to a child, if it doesn't, then it's going to trigger that feeling. So there are a lot of people with clown phobias.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I've been invited to Halloween parties where they will put on the invite list, please do not dress up as a clown.
Absolutely.
Because
what?
So
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
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 You're kidding me.
Mm-mm. It's anything that isn't what we quote unquote call normal in the physicality of the person. And faces, I mean, we look for expression in faces. Children read body language, and they can't read that. Just throws them.
Wow. So around Halloween, because believe me, now that I live with, in August, I moved in with my girlfriend and her 6-year-old daughter.
Congrats.
So, thank you. But I got to tell you, man, is it ever tempting to just want to scare the crap out of her all the time?
Oh, please don't.
Well, yeah. I won't. No, I don't.
I know you won't.
But because, you know, Halloween and yes. She's so tiny and so cute, and she's 6. And she makes the most adorable faces when she's terrified.
I've seen her. She's adorable.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to imagine how what she looks like when she's terrified. So cute.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean, though?
He's showing her off as the perfect victim.
I'm just telling you, there's nothing more adorable than a terrified child. It's just, it's that look of, you know what I mean? It's so pure, it's just pure terror. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
I know I have a future client because my child, not just her, my son Jordan, we were getting him a costume at a Halloween store in Burnaby, and he actually had to put it on. He came around the corner, and there was a mom. This is a big store with probably about a 3-year-old little boy. Again, perfect example. He turns. I saw him, and he takes one look. Jordan's got this ghastly mask on, and the child started screaming and crying and shivering, and I felt, oh my God, Jordan, take your mask off. And I thought, in that moment, that child, I know, imprinted a huge fear.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't. Do
no, I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't scare her. No, okay. But I mean, it's so tempting. You
wait
know?
Till she likes it. I mean, like, I like getting scared. So wait till she's, you know, at the stage where she doesn't mind it, right?
That, even last year, when you're telling us this, I thought, okay, I'm not going to. succumb to that temptation to
when they're trembling and they're crying and the lower lips going and they're freaked out, you know that it's left some sort of subconscious imprint.
If they laugh after, it's okay.
Yeah, if they laugh after,
after
it's okay.
The scream, then it's okay. All right.
Rosa Livingstone, a load off your mind.com. If you want to go book with Rosa and have anything, any kind of
for
fear
phobias,
you want to overcome.
Yeah, phobias, fears. Again, I just wanted to say real quick is that it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's the phobia of darkness or a fear of germs or a fear of flying. I do lots of word driving, heights, that sort of thing. Just fill in the blank. I want to just to make sure that everyone realizes that it's not about so much the bridge or the plane or the germ. It's about the subconscious mind having this fear imprint that has attached itself to a situation or a person or a thing. And you can heal that. That's what hypnosis is all about. It's working with feelings. If you can feel a feeling and come into my office, we can heal it. It's just what we resist feeling that keeps locked in. And we think that, oh, this is me for the rest of my life. I can't drive across a bridge, or I can't sleep at night because I'm terrified of the dark, or I faint at the sight of blood.
So if you're a big, tough guy and you're afraid of, and you're afraid of, like, let's say fairies or princesses, you could be afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it doesn't. And it's okay. That was a bad example. That's very extreme.
There
you
was
probably
a
don't
guy,
admit
a,
that one. But
a big burly guy who's afraid of puppies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it couldn't. And it doesn't mean you're a wimp.
No,
it just means that there's a
it's
association.
Irrational, meaning it is not logical, and that's not the realm of the subconscious mind. It's just protective.
One. I know we gotta let you go, but one last question: what's the strangest fear that you've encountered?
The strangest fear.
Like when even you were like, whoa, this person's messed up. What?
I've got to be honest. I don't get a lot of like strange, other than like I mentioned last year when we talked about this is the weirdest was someone that wouldn't touch themselves.
Oh,
like they had this
yes.
fear of touching themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the strangest. And I think I can't remember, but there was another one, but it's not coming to mind. And
that's bizarre.
No,
that's
the fear of washing. That was it. Bathing.
Fear of washing. Wow.
Yeah. It wore a lot of cologne when he came into my office.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Fear
no.
of bathing. Yes, of bathing.
Wow.
Wow.
And again, regressed back, a left in the bathtub by himself. It wasn't, you know, deliberate, but mom had to leave and he moved around. He was small and he went under the water. So that one's an obvious one that now he has, that fear is associated with being in water. Doesn't matter if he's standing in a shower, he's not going to drown. Uh-uh, it's the fear. Wouldn't want to get
it. Yeah. And you would literally have changed that man's life after working
with
him.
He did, yeah.
Wow, I mean, if you're afraid to wash yourself, I mean, it's crazy.
Think of the money he saved on cologne after that.
Well, I got to tell you, we highly recommend Rosa Livingstone.
Thank you.
She's an excellent clinical hypnotherapist. Aloadoffyourmind.com is the website. Really easy to remember. We'll post her info again on our Facebook page. But and you give great hugs.
I do.
And you give, I mean,
you
just
guys are huggable.
And just by walking in the room, great fashion tips. I got to tell you, just always look killer. I mean, wow, we find like the hottest guests to have on the show. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you so much, Rosa. You're the best.
Thank you, Neera. Thank you, Amy.
And we'll come right back. We have a trip for two to Panama coming up in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.